It's Edward Goldman with Art Talk on KCRW. A few years ago, Craft and Folk Art Museum had a provocative exhibition of posters and sculptures by Russian artists made during the tumultuous years of glasnost and perestroika, when Mikhail Gorbachev attempted to save the Soviet Union from collapse. Another, rather provocative exhibition opened in this museum a few days ago, an exhibition that makes gentle, and sometimes not so gentle, fun of Chairman Mao. His famous, or should we say infamous, 1956 Hundred Flower Campaign was initially presented as the policy of letting 100 flowers bloom. But after a brief period of liberalization, Chairman Mao abruptly changed course and spearheaded a political crackdown. Los Angeles-based artist Keiko Fukazawa spent the last 3 years in China, where she was an artist-in-residence in Jingdezhen, known as the porcelain capital of the world. The press release for her exhibition, Made in China, says the city has been a global center of ceramic production and innovation for almost 2,000 years. In a series of almost life-size porcelain busts of Chairman Mao, Fukazawa evokes mass-produced images of the chairman, but with a certain artistic and political twist. Hundreds of delicate small flowers are held in his hands, adorn his face, and even stick to his back. At the museum's front window, visitors are greeted with about a dozen of Chairman Mao's arms extending out from a red wall and spreading, what else, 100 porcelain flowers. With equally exquisitely crafted large porcelain boxes, Fukazawa evokes the tradition of Chinese landscape painting, but purposely disrespects and invades it with the corporate logos of the likes of Louis Vuitton and McDonald's, thus pointing to the issue of global capitalism, which left Mao's policy of 100 flowers campaign in the dust. Now, if we allow ourselves to leave politics behind, let's climb to the top floor of the museum and concentrate there on the exhibition dedicated to the exquisite craft of enamel, which has flourished in America in the last 100 years. The exhibition, Little Dreams in Glass and Metal, consists of more than 100 works ranging from jewelry to abstract wall panels. This traveling exhibition was organized by the Los Angeles-based Enamel Arts Foundation, which sprung from the private collection of two well-known collector-curators, Bernard Jazar and Harold Nelson. In her eloquent statement, museum director Susan Iskin says it all, quote, "Enamel carries the same alchemical properties as glass and ceramics, in that fire infuses the work with a surface mystery that is both magical and precious, and always with a sense of drama." So, my friends, make your way to Craft and Folk Art Museum. You don't want to miss these two excellent exhibitions. It's been Edward Goldman with Art Talk on KCRW.